Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Joining us right now, we have someone who was recently selected in the 2021 NFL Draft. He's now a member of the Los Angeles Chargers. He is now going to be protecting Justin Herbert. It's my main man, Rashawn Slater. Rashawn, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. Man, thanks for having me on.
No doubt about it. Listen, man, it's been a wild whirlwind. I know you're at the facility. You've been at the facility. You just arrived yesterday. What is one experience that you will not forget from the entire draft?
Honestly, probably just the experience of waiting in the green room. You know, it's really simple, but just like being in that room after, you know, years of work and like being able to have my family with me, like, and being able to see the smiles on their faces. I feel like that experience, just not even like getting called, just like being there and, you know, have my family around me, I'll never forget it.
Well, your dad, I mean, he played professionally. He played basketball. He played in Europe. He had some time with the Raptors. Reggie, what is the best piece of advice your dad has shared with you about becoming a professional athlete?
I don't know if there's a single piece, but just growing up, you know, he had already retired, obviously, by the time he was, like, coaching us. But he would coach us when we were in, you know, basketball, soccer, baseball, whatever it would be. And kind of the only way I ever saw sports was through his view, because he was the one teaching me everything. And kind of from the beginning, then he was instilling that mindset of being a pro. Once I got to the point in college where I was like actively pursuing the NFL, it made it that much easier because, you know, it was ingrained in me. It's like all I knew.
All right. Rashawn Slater is joining us, the newest member of the Los Angeles Chargers. You talk about that transition coming out of Northwestern, man. You were basically just picked apart, it seems like, over the last several months, whether people wanted to talk about your physical attributes. Sometimes it gets overkill. Is there a point in time where it's just like, why don't they just shut the hell up? Is it a pain in the ass? Do you ignore it? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a frustrating thing because, you know, you go through your whole career and you're focusing on all the stuff that you can control, you know, technique, strength, stuff like that. And then you get to the draft process and everyone wants to talk about your arm length. And that is kind of, you know, it's kind of bogus whenever that's not something I can change. But what I can change is like how I use my hands, how I use my arms, and what's the use of like super long arms if you can't use them right. And so the good thing is in my meetings with coaches, you know, the media will say what they will say, but teams for the most part, you know, they know how to scout, they know how to evaluate. And so I never really had to deal with it from that perspective.
Rashawn, let me ask you, man, you're now a part of the organization. Have you chatted it up with your brand new head coach, Brandon Staley? Who have you spoken to? What has the experience been like your first couple of days as a Charger?
It's been great. Everything from, you know, I'm from Houston, Texas. And so usually around this time, it's like starting to get up to like the 90s and it's like 100% humidity. And so, you know, the first impression I had was, you know, walking out of the airport and it's like 70 degrees and sunny. And people are like, oh, it's like this all year round. And so, you know, that was amazing. And then ever since I got to the facility, today was our first day here, but we actually just got out of a meeting with Coach Staley and actually the whole staff. And, you know, the biggest emphasis is, you know, how they're going to run this team. And, you know, it's very relationship focused, which is, you know, kind of how it was at Northwestern. And I think that's great because when there's trust and communication and respect by everybody, I feel like that really just, you know, elevates everyone who's a part of that is going to be elevated then. So I really like it so far.
Rashawn Slater is here, joined with us, newest Los Angeles Chargers selected in the 2021 draft. The Chargers haven't selected an offensive lineman in the first round since 2013. How has the response been to you when you think about talking to the media? Most of the media doesn't look or sound like me, whether it's people on social media. How has that experience been?
It's been great. You know, I feel like, I've been very welcomed by the fan base, that's for sure. All over social media, like, people are tweeting me and showing support and stuff. And I feel like it's a testament to how people feel about the team. You know, we have the weapons on offense and we're ready to go. We just, you know, part of it's investing in the offensive line. And so there's definitely an expectation for me to be able to come in and, you know, protect all their investments. And, you know, it's been great. I feel like, you know, I've been very welcome.
Well, listen, you are tasked with protecting a gigantic investment that people, a record-breaking investment last year in Justin Herbert. What are your first impressions of the franchise quarterback? What were your first interactions like?
Yeah, I mean, I was drafted so that Thursday night, and then by the time I had even left, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where the draft was, I looked down on my phone. He had already texted me like a paragraph, and so right off the bat, I kind of could tell a very team focused guy, a really good guy. I've heard only good things about him, and so hopefully now that I'm here, you know, he's here as well. We'll be able to start working together in person. But all my interactions with him so far have been really positive.
That's awesome. And you have a teammate, Justin Johnson, at Northwestern. What did he share with you just about the team structure? This is a new team. Is there a lot that he could have shared, or what has he told you?
Yeah, not only Justin, but also Joe Guys and Cody Shada, another one of our strength coaches, actually just came here too. So I feel like, you know, it was kind of a Northwestern pipeline a little bit. And so I've got all sorts of friendly faces around. But, you know, all the advice and all the experience I've heard so far is, you know, very positive. Everyone's, you know, really excited about this season and the new staff and everything like that. So I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Rashawn Slater here with us, CBS Sports Radio, newest Los Angeles Charger. 17 games are on deck, my man. Schedule came out last night. I know you looked at the schedule just like everybody else. You're going to be looking at Patrick Mahomes in your division. You'll be looking at the Raiders. Is there a game that really stands out to you on a schedule that you're just going to be like, whoa, this is pretty cool?
Yeah, growing up, you know, I'm from Texas, but I was born in Aurora, Colorado. And so, like, my whole mom's side and my brother have been, like, diehard Broncos fans as long as I can remember. And so I kind of realized, like, the day after the draft or so that they would have to either, you know, keep supporting the Broncos and just, like, you know, that wouldn't go over right. So I asked them, I was like, are you guys still Broncos fans? Like, no, we're like 100% Chargers fans now. And so that was really cool. And I think being able to play at that stadium and, you know, kind of go against what they always loved is going to be really cool.
That will be cool. At the same time, they could have, I know it's not the same situation, but, you know, the McCourty twins for years, one was with the Patriots and one was with the Titans. Their mom would walk around with the half and half jersey, so it's never too late.
It's never too late. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully they'll be able to just completely drop it, but we'll see.
I can dig it. Chargers all the way. Well, that's a matchup that you look forward to. Playing at Northwestern, you got somebody else on the schedule that you're going to end up taking on. Chase Young. We saw what this man did last year at the NFL level. Look, people like me, we just watch. We watch, we analyze. You're out there on the ground. You have held your own against Chase. What makes him special as a defensive player? Is it just the strength? Is it the technique? What makes him or sets him apart?
I'd say definitely from the foundation of it all, just his athletic ability, you know, his size, his speed, his get off, but also like a really intelligent football player, able to use his hands a lot more than, you know, a lot of guys, especially in the college level, and now you're seeing already the fruits of it in the NFL. So I feel like he really is like kind of a complete package. And yeah, I mean, that's why one of the reasons I wanted to play in the Big Ten is to go against people like that. And I'm excited to continue that in the NFL.
All right. Rashawn Slater is here with us, newest Los Angeles Charger. We know last year was a crazy year for a lot of folks dealing with COVID and no football. I know you were down in Dallas. How have you stayed in shape over the past year? And what are you doing just to acclimate your body to 17 games? This is something that no NFL player has done up until now?
I say the biggest, well, in the fall, I was training in Dallas, Texas with an O-line coach named Duke Manyweather. He trains a lot of guys in the league. And so I had the opportunity to not only work with him, but a lot of guys. And so I feel like that experience of being able to be around vets and train with vets, pick their brains and just work out with them, it was a huge confidence builder for me because, you know, I'm there with them in the workouts. I see how they move. I'm able to compare myself to them. And it just like assures me that I have the traits and, you know, what it takes to succeed. And at the same time, I'm also like just gaining that wisdom that they have. Yeah, now in LA, it's just taking that up another notch, knowing that a season's around the corner and I got to keep I got to stay healthy for 17 games and I got to, you know, keep getting better, you know, throughout the season too. So really, if you can't tell, like, I'm going to do my thing, but I'm also going to kind of take on the wisdom of everyone around me. So I feel blessed to be in an O-line room with so many veterans who, you know, I can ask them how they do it and kind of adapt and go from there.
Yeah, you got a vet that's right there going to be snapping a ball at Justin and Corey coming over from playing with Aaron Rodgers. Rashawn, I got to ask you this. When people talk about offensive linemen, people like to describe them as nasty, aggressive, this and that. For the fans who will be watching you in Los Angeles, we're going to have football fans all over America who will see you all the time now. How would you describe yourself as a player?
I mean, I definitely say as an O-lineman, you got to be all those things. But then at the same time, there's also like different play styles that come into play. Like for me, you know, I'm not the prototypical, you know, 6'7", 36 inch arms or whatever it is, left tackle. But at the same time, I'm extremely consistent. And I'm able to do that with my technique, my understanding of the game, my speed, you know, the angles I take and stuff like that. And so I think if I had to describe myself, I'd definitely use the word technician in there. And but yeah, I mean, I'm gonna find a way to get the job done.
Appreciate you, man. All the best. Look forward to catching up with you in the future. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thanks, JR. Appreciate you.
We've been chatting it up with Rashawn Slater. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move. More when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.